What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod, but it's myself and Gertie, and we are doing housewife headlines and recapping Potomac.
G-Unit!
I can't.
I've always wanted to do that.
You know, the fact that you haven't shared your fan once and I'm in a full sweat is a little bit...
I'm having a hot flash now.
Listen, hold on.
I know, girl. This is what happens when you go to surgical menopause.
Well, I'm in perimenopause.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because after my stuff, I'm not allowed to be on hormones anymore. See? Yeah, so I'm...
Right now, I'm
sweating through my jeans.
Oh, girl.
First, tell me about what you did last night.
So, about last night, hashtag. I was at the DirecTV Oscars streaming party, and I walk in, I see Sutton, Meredith Marks, obviously Erica motherfucker. Jane, I'm obsessed with her. And my girl Lisa Milan from Dubai, baby.
Oh,
and Phaedra.
Oh.
And Janelle. The whole Traders household was there too. It was so fabulous.
So do you have any scoop to share?
Or Vicky Gundelson was there. She looked so good. And then I was like, what is keeping that body so good? And she goes, my man. Hit. I say, okay now. I need to know
Get
who this
it,
is.
Victoria.
She looks so good. Oh, I like that. Victoria.
Yeah.
Victoria.
That's
she
her.
Looks so good.
Victoria Gunvalson.
She's a good time.
So who'd you have the most? If you could pick one person that's not from Miami that you hung out with, or this could be BravoCon, anything.
Okay.
That you'd actually be friends with in real life.
Or am friends with, or would be?
Would be. That's not, we can't talk any Miami people.
No. I mean, Lisa Milan is like my really good friend. And she has a house in Miami, actually. And so we're hanging out after this. Lisa's a really good friend. Erica Jane and I see each other all the time. I wish I had more time with her. I think that she's fascinating. I think that there's so many.
Has anyone been rude to you?
No. I mean, we've already been through that whole thing. And we cleared it up.
Who?
A long time ago. The Kenya thing was...
How
it is. Like, BravoCon, we're all so busy and are like in our different lanes. And it was kind of like a pass. But like, hi, girl. Like, who are you? Okay, girl. It was literally like we're really are fine now. And we saw each other at the past BravoCon. Hugged it out. Amazing. She supports me with the cancer. She's been texting me, DMing.
You were part of my awkward exchange this year at BravoCon with Ashley Darby.
What happened? I don't remember.
We were walking in, like, I was, you know, where they have like the BravoCon check-in for the part of BravoCon. So you were walking this way. I was walking this way. We started chatting, laughing, haha.
And
then Ashley Darby walked up and started talking to you and then didn't address me as a human being.
But why?
Well, that's what I thought. So then I talked about it on the pod and I said, what is Ashley Darby? And she goes, I didn't know it was you. Well, here's the thing. I love Ashley Darby. So
I saw her last night too.
Did she say anything about me?
No. Just kidding. She looked fabulous. Her hair was fabulous. She didn't. But keep going.
But no, that was really it. Like, she just completely snubbed me.
Like, we're so in a different mindset at BravoCon that I hate to judge anyone for who they are there, because it really is like a passing ships in the night.
It was the second offense, though.
Oh, God. Let me get the fan out.
Uh-oh. Second offense.
Uh-oh.
The first one, we'd both been hired to do an okay party.
And
we were doing the red carpet together.
And
we were both taking photos at the same time.
And
then she said, does this fan want to take a picture with me?
No! Stop your lies right now. Take it back. And then you said, bitch, I've been on this in this Bravo world before.
I had already, it was like,
oh my God,
no. I was cracking up. And where I'm with all like my girlfriends, it was one of those things where they fly you to OK, like to New York,
yes,
to do OK Magazine.
Yes.
Like, I mean.
Do you know who I am? Is what?
No, I was like, sure.
No, you didn't. That's actually even more laughable. I was like, yeah, sure. And then later on,
I'll do anything for $15,000.
Okay, you know what? Love it. Hashtag OK Magazine partner.
Hashtag.
Do you, boo boo.
Hashtag, you got multiple franchises in one shot.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
This fan did.
That's full shock.
Yeah.
Full blown shock.
But no, I do love her. I think she's hilarious.
She is fun.
It's too much floral this season, but I'm going to work through it.
Yeah.
It's like new happy all the time.
Yeah.
Do you think she's still with Michael Darby?
No, I don't think so. No, I definitely don't think so.
All right. Well, we'll get on to that when we get to Potomac.
You think so?
Yeah.
Huh?
I think they've always had an open relationship and that's just continued to be open. He's just no longer wanting to participate
on the show.
Yeah. Because it was being judged.
Ooh, you're smart, Teddy. Maybe.
I'm using my big brain today.
That's a good angle. I could see it. I could see it.
You see what I'm saying?
But she was dating this guy from Winterhouse.
But that's the point. And I'm sure he's hooking up with a lot of people too. But now she gets her nice, like, suburban home.
Open relationships things.
I gotta
not look into that, because Russell is not open for business, bitch.
Listen, okay. Edwin's not even open to not take his find my location off.
Exactly.
Like, no, I know.
We share everything.
I'm going to open this iPad right now, and it's our entire iCloud of all
of our
things. Like, there's no secrets.
There's no secrets.
And if there is, then I will go down every rabbit hole to figure them out.
There you go.
And then I'll embarrass myself afterwards. I'll be like, who's this recently happened? You're going to die. So recently he was on a trip, and he kept at like 9 p.m. It said, share my location with Misha.
Who is Misha?
I was revved, and I'm like,
and is it Misha's cupcakes? Isn't that like a cupcake place?
No. Well,
I know Misha's cupcakes.
I'm all down the rabbit hole. Reach out to our social media guy, and I'm like, does anyone follow anyone named Misha on the business account? Because I don't know what this is. So then he calls me that night to like do his nightly check-in. I don't answer. Then he calls me the next morning, babe, what's going on? Don't answer. He finally gets, I've now Googled the entire internet trying to find Misha.
Literally.
Crazy
person.
But this is me my entire life.
Stalker.
And if you could Google my childhood, you could pretty much assume why I have these issues.
Okay, go ahead.
So then he gets home and I'm like, okay, so I'm just going to have to ask you, who's Misha? And he's like, his tears welling up, cracking up.
What?
It is this big German man in the solar. And we call Misha on the phone.
Hello, I'm Misha. Short for Michael. And I'm from, what?
So then I'm like, all right, now that we know that this is Misha and we've confirmed and now I found him online, all the things, I said, now I want you to go through the text messages that I just read, where it was like, hey, what room are you? And he's like, and Misha responds, I'm not telling you. There's no trust there yet. And
I'm not telling you. There's no trust there yet. Maybe he likes them
and
nice and,
like,
you know, strong.
He's right. All right, cool. Then are we going to meet at the bar?
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, the text will be like lost in translation.
Yeah,
for sure.
And then I got myself, my panties were all in a twist.
Oh.
I was ready. I was like,
oh, did it turn you on? And you were like, ooh.
No, no.
You
I
never
was red.
Know.
But then what I didn't realize is when you send your location, so let's say he sent it, I forget exactly what time it was, but then it was 12 hours later, it turned off, which was the middle of the night. And that's what sent me. Because it said, Edwin Ariadne has stopped sharing his location with Misha. And I was like, mother.
There you go.
They're together.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it was a man named Misha.
It's a man named Misha who now has heard all the text messages I've relived.
Putting him on blast.
Yeah.
Oh. Hi, Misha.
Misha, if you're listening.
I'm sure he is at this point.
And then I was like, Edwin, like, he goes, you are so nuts that you do this. He goes,
he probably thought, like, she loves me.
Yeah, he wasn't offended at all. If you were angry, then they know who they married, right?
Like, Russell knows I'm a complete crazy person. Like, every day, I'm like, you know I'm crazy, right? So, okay, bye. Have a good day.
Yeah.
I'm like nuts.
No, but like Edwin isn't with me. I'm like, should I be offended?
No.
That he's
Russell isn't with me either until he is. And he's kind of like sexy. I love it. Like when Russell was like, be respectful. And I was like this. I'm like, oh my God, what do you want? In the bathroom? I was like, yeah. Oh my God, so turned. Like Russell doesn't speak, but when he does, it's like
the only thing Edwin doesn't hot. Like is if we're walking through somewhere. Like a club or something.
Yeah.
And if I were to like make eye contact at someone else or like anything, not even meaning
it's like
to.
Threatening.
It's like disrespectful.
Do you like the way he looks? Do you think I'm, you know, it's
that
yeah,
he'll care about. He would never like look at my, like he's on the cloud too. Never, I don't think he's like, hold on. Who's that Matt Teddy's texting with? Oh.
But isn't it funny how like women get like triple, quadruple more like, you know, hate when they cheat versus men when they cheat. Like it's such a weird dynamic on how people view things like that. And it's, you know, there's not equality in the cheating world yet, but who am I to judge?
Who in the Ashley Madison are we to talk about that?
There you go. Perfectly said.
Well, this is not cheating, but back to our headline, because apparently we're having a hard time staying focused.
Of course.
Erica Jayne is just having fun, according to the Real Housewives Zone Instagram. Mm-hmm. I love the source here.
I love this. Instagram Zone. Okay.
A source tells Page Six exclusively that she is hanging out with her personal trainer, Keith Hodge. There's pictures.
Okay.
He's hot.
Younger,
okay. I would assume. Uh-huh. He's doing things like bringing groceries, coming and going. If this is the case, I think good for
her. Absolutely. I mean, why not?
Why not? I mean, the way that they're confirming that they're together is because it's a similar gate that the paparazzi is taking.
Oh, my God. He's, oh, my God. Probably lives in the same building. I don't know what's
possibly,
happening.
Possibly, but.
The same gate?
The gate to the front of her house is the picture. Like, paparazzi must just be staked outside of there.
I got it.
It's all video. It's taking you quite a long time.
Squat it out, baby. Ooh, look at those squats. Look at that.
Yeah.
He's very flexible.
Whoa, look at those arms.
There he goes.
All right.
She likes it. I love it.
You know what? I feel like Vernon's got to run for his money now.
Yeah. I mean, she's a whole lot of woman, honey.
But.
And she's very flexible, too.
But you know who I'm referencing when I'm referencing Vernon? The personal trainer from Potomac.
I know exactly who you're talking about. I've been trying to, like. But a good segue, Teddy. Yes. Vernon seems to be the non-personal trainer, personal trainer.
But do we think that Vernon and Ashley have hooked up?
The way she was insinuating it, like the whole, let me go to the bathroom. Yeah. Oh, my God. Like the whole thing seems as if they kind of like, you know, play tag.
Yeah.
At least.
They play doctor.
They're playing a personal trainer to, you know, student and apprentice. They're playing apprentice, baby.
Oh, okay. The next headline is Brandi Glanville says it's been hard, yes, and I've been conflicted and it was hard to speak out, but a woman can only take being pummeled so much.
Whoa.
I know. Okay. Mm-hmm. It may be unpopular to speak up against a powerful institution. I may have a wild side, but I'm not a liar. The truth hurts. It is hurting me and now hurting Bravo.
We don't know the full background story of how the dynamic works. Were there other games that were okay? And then he got to a point where all of a sudden it's not okay. So I don't know. The only thing I know about Andy Cohen, and I've said it and I even commented on the Page Six, post, he's only been hospitable to me. The only thing he's offered to me was hospitality. Nothing else.
Yeah.
No Coke. No, not even a drink. Okay. So literally, I think that everyone has their own experiences. But to be honest, Andy's work and his aura as a person speaks for itself.
And
over all these years, I think he really speaks for himself.
And he likes, I mean, look, if you go to his Instagram, he doesn't follow one housewife.
On purpose.
Yeah, because purposely. He doesn't want to cross those boundaries. Yeah. But I am curious why her legal representation would say it's a good idea for her to continue tweeting.
I don't know, my friend, but you know what? I think that, you know, Brandy's been in a lot of crosshairs over the years, you know, and so this is another one. And you know, I'm not negating what her allegations are because I don't know them. But again, what I do know is the other side of it, of the spectrum, which is that, you know, Andy Cohen is definitely someone who's, I think, has shown to be a champion of women, pushing women's stories forward. I mean, look at my story. You know, a lot of people wanted me to hide and say, no, you should stop filming. Why? That's the problem. People say, you have cancer. Go rest. You're too sick. No, we need to stop being put into the corner. And we need to be able to share these stories. And this is a big story. And I think that Bravo allowing it shows how passionate they are about real, raw stories that affect everyone.
Yeah, I don't think they want fake storylines either. They want, regardless if it's, yes, of course they like seeing conflict, like the highs and lows of things.
But that's life.
But that's life. And it's when people try to pretend that that doesn't exist, whether it's in marriage, in health, in friendships, it does.
Exactly. So when people are like, everything's perfect, all the time, but perfect. No, I'm exposing that it's not. So stop living in delusional land. No more.
Yeah.
And that's what, that's literally my whole thing. It's like, be real. We're adults. This is not like a 2-year-old dealing with a 45-year-old. This is, everyone is an adult in the room. Right. So you have decisions that you can make. Yeah. Yes, no, this is not acceptable. You build your own perimeters and your box. So at the end of the day, you can't say, oh my God, I can't look at this, but I wanted to look only on 1, 2, 3, but not a 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is that we need to draw the lines properly. And
you can also put up boundaries. Even when it came to my kids and filming the show, I said, listen, of course I'll film my kids going to activities, doing whatever. The one thing I don't want to film doing with my kids is putting them to bed. That is our time.
And then remember, so you already know. And my oldest son, by the way, you hardly see Miles in the shot. He told me he doesn't want to film, but then once in a while he'll pop out. When he pops out, we let him come in. If he doesn't, it's not happening.
Right.
And the producers never said, if he doesn't come, never was there a condition placed. I'm like, he doesn't want, he's 16, he's a teenager, the hormones are talking.
Yeah.
And Liam is like, hey, what about me? And he wants to be like, in it. And Miles does not. And that's the way it is. So.
Yeah, they never once were like, well, we have to film bedtime then. They were like, okay.
Never.
That's your
boundary. They work around you. Yeah. So, and we all know that.
Now we're going to take a quick break and then we'll come back and talk about Potomac.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free. If you're a new member, subject to change. Terms apply. now that Gertie's ear cuff is back on.
Damn, putting me up
loud. Had a fashion moment.
My lips are so chapped from being in the desert all weekend. I'm like, I feel like the lizard from like whatever that movie is.
Or Gecko the commercial.
Rango. I'm like, sorry if you're listening. All right, we're back to talk about the episode. But Bravo airing this episode on Oscar night. How did you feel about this episode in general?
Well, I want to make sure that Charisse is okay. Charisse, if you're listening, I love you. And you're special. You're kind. And you're beautiful. I never tell. That was a lot. That was a lot. Yeah, the emotions were really high during that crab.
I have to say,
evening.
The crabs didn't look great to me either.
I didn't get on TV with the hands and the finger and the sucking of the...
Listen, I'm from South Carolina. We love, an oyster roast, crab bake. We love it. But those were the smallest little crabs I really have seen. It wasn't all in all the best episode to me. I feel like we're... I don't know.
It's not about being the best or episode. It's the same episode. That's the issue. I saw this last week. And the week before that. Don't tell me Robin and Candace won't be speaking to each other. Yeah. Or NECA and Wendy won't be speaking to each. It's like,
or
it's
Wendy's
the same
not
going
to attend this event, or so and so is not going to do. It's the same thing over and over again. The only part of this episode that I was like, okay, great. I thought this was going to get good because they were going to open up where was Jacqueline and Mia. But then it didn't really go there.
I still don't understand exactly what happened last summer. That's the way I'm going to quote this. Like the whole thing, I'm obviously pointing to the movie as a way of saying symbolically, I don't know exactly what the kinks are of that relationship. I do understand that obviously there was an abuse happened. I think that Jacqueline left her somewhere that was not a safe place for Mia, and Mia's resentful of Jacqueline because of that. That was in their youth. And I think that that's actually a topic that maybe a lot of people can relate with in a sense of like friendship and dynamics and how somebody hurts someone and the getting over could be hard.
And then
for
where you get into a punishment stage. But until last night, Mia didn't realize that Jacqueline didn't know that it had happened
until 2 years after. Yes.
Because it was allegedly Jacqueline's boyfriend.
Yep. Right.
House or something like that.
Yes.
But I do think, I don't know, because I don't fight with my sister.
Mm-hmm.
But because they grew up together, I do think certain, of course, some sisters really fight. Like, right. I fought with my sister.
Five
as a
girls.
Little,
I mean, yeah, listen.
I fought with my sister as a kid, but now we don't really fight. Sure. We'll just shut each other out the healthy way.
Yeah, but I mean, there's dynamic differences in the way your parents treat you and or the other. And so remember, Mia grew up with her. And so maybe Mia, there's layers on how she felt she was treated, maybe different from Jacqueline herself.
Right.
There's so many things to that friendship that I think still need to be uncovered and hopefully we'll get more.
I enjoy seeing Jacqueline on screen. I don't think she tries too hard.
She doesn't.
She's not a try hard.
No, she doesn't.
Which is, I'm sorry, Charisse.
Hmm.
It was, when they did the side by side of her flipping out.
At the last trip.
And it was the same exact mannerisms.
Well, I mean, that was her and Karen, and they have it out for each other, so I can understand that categorically. And then this time was kind of like, you're the hostess, keep it down.
Are you this upset about?
I think she was triggered for something. Like I said, you don't know what people are going through. Something.
Know what I think she's going through? Wanting to be back on the show.
I think Giselle insinuated maybe it was a champagne campaign too. Maybe it was we've all slipped up on a couple of glasses.
I don't know, but
champagne.
The flashback to Giselle's bangs really made me laugh.
The champagne campaign. I mean, she loves a Veuve Clicquot, and I think that maybe it was like three glasses in was kind of like enough. I want to have fun type of thing. So I think she was like slamming this is my party, and I can cry if I want to. That's what it was. And you know what, Charisse, you can because you are the hostess with the mostess.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
I did text Robin. Because okay. I'm friends with Robin. I love Robin.
Okay. Are you trying to say you're not friends with Candace?
No, I love Candace.
Okay, so I'm friends with Candace, you're friends with Robin, so let's talk.
We're friends with both. But what I realized about this episode is by they, I mean the producers.
Yes.
Made it seem like whatever Robin sent to the blogger right. Or the podcast or whatever it was, mm-hmm. was something terrible.
Like
this is a life ruining situation.
Yeah, right?
So I asked her and
she sent it to you too?
No, she actually didn't.
Press but release. Here's what the text said.
I'm not going to fully read the text, okay. But I just don't want to.
So you do have the text.
No. Oh. I'm not going to fully read her text to me. But essentially she's like, the blogger asked, the blogger had asked if she had ignored Candace's last text message to her. And
okay.
She just sent proof that they had responded back and forth from one another.
Okay.
Like, who cares? Do you know how many times?
No. But let's go back. Let's, for example.
But real quick, yeah. I want to point out something.
Yeah.
If I don't immediately text you back, I'm probably not. Because I've forgotten.
You're probably busy. And then you forgot to. And then yeah. you, and then and then you it, open it, it's unread. And then you forgot to reply. And then it goes.
And it was from November 30th uh-huh. of 2023. And now here we are.
I think
and
there's
then
an
awkward.
Unspoken agreement amongst housewives when we do this texting and do all that stuff. Like if you and I had lunch and next thing you know, you had your Ray-Bans that have the camera on them and then you videotaping the whole conversation and then you put my shit on blast on like your show. That's the type of stuff I think it's like invasion of privacy maybe of like we had a text behind closed door off camera and you put it on and blasted it out to whatever. So I don't think it's about the text. It's about the context of like you broke my trust.
Right.
You have to understand that, right? So that's where I think this could be coming from. There's a lot of time that I want to show proof and receipts and I'm like, shit, let me just not because I'm like, that's invasion of privacy or that was between the two of us and she told me not to share because I know how to keep a secret.
I don't.
Well, now I know. Now I know. Thank you.
But I think I'm pretty good at secret keeping.
It was more about the, you put that on blast and it was a text between you and I than it was about the actual content. That's what I think.
I also want to know, I feel like I need more information on when somebody says a blogger or mm-hmm. podcaster. Is it somebody you're friends with? Because you know in the mm-hmm. Bravo world, there are people that become your actual friend. You see each other, you hang out, you're at all the parties.
Right.
But there are also the people that you have no idea what's behind that little tiny mm-hmm. like icon on the Instagram or the Twitter. Like, like, so is she just sending it to keep her hands clean, or is this somebody she's developed a relationship with?
I don't know. I mean, the point is that what was the intent behind it? So I think for Candace, back to this point, is that she may have felt that it was about the principle that if you had shared that test, what was the intent? You were trying to like make it seem like I'm a liar and insinuating that, you know, it's the I'm right, she's wrong. It's always bigger than just the text or whatever it is.
Both of them have been in the wrong.
They have egos. You know, the problem is that the reason why my marriage works, tip number one, Gertified, is that we try our very best to not have egos. That's always the start of an argument, and that will always be the end of an argument. Drop the ego. Yeah. And that's the problem with all these friendships on that Potomac show, to be honest. The egos are way too high.
No, well, none of them are friends at this point anymore.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm watching anymore.
I don't know.
I'm watching Survivor.
It was already a lot for me at the beginning of the episode when they were eating cheese and crackers and fruit and then sushi.
You had me at sushi.
No, like, but I don't... No, I mean, that combination...
I'm a party planner extraordinaire, so do not get me started.
Is that a combination of items that you would
put
together?
I can't confirm or deny. Next question. Now, you're not going to get me in trouble over there with the Potomac girls. Not a BravoCon squash the beef.
Listen.
Would not be sitting in that chair.
Well, I could have appreciated knowing ahead of time before Karen and Giselle were filming together that it was the same day that they were going to go film that night at Charisse's house, because all of a sudden Giselle's in the same outfit. And I'm like, what's that? Hold
on. Girl, I know it. Somebody got lazy in production.
You guys should have had her change outfits. Like, that is such a big tell. They didn't say, like, later that day.
Tip number two, Gertified. Always have a change of clothes in your car.
What about NECA walking in with her crown? You're going to have to answer here because, listen.
The fact that actually the show is called Potomac and only one person is from living in the zip code and they had to crown her. And by the way, I don't even live in Miami proper anymore, but bitch.
I love
but bitch, wait a minute. I lived in Miami for the past 30 plus years and I just moved like when Miles was what, 2? So I am from Miami, honey. I am not Miami-ish. So now back to Potomac. It's kind of weird that no one's from the town. And then the fact that Giselle made it known, like, it was shade to Karen big time, by the way. Oh, it was all about, like, Karen, grand dame, what? F you. Look, we have some. So NECA was kind of used as a pawn, like, let's name her, because she actually, we got a zip code in.
We have a zip code in, but not one piece of furniture.
Lord have mercy. Let him ask. But no, she is furnishing. It's a new house. I like that. And you know what? For NECA, I wish that she would have led in with her own storyline of like,
know.
Look at me. I got my man. We're trying to have a baby. Look at my house. Zip code is Potomac, you know, approved. And then I'm furnishing. I'm doing this. It should have been led in by that versus like, your family is trying to take me to the, what is it called?
I know, with Wendy.
The throne.
The shrine.
I died. And I
your mom's
big mistake.
Making a shrine.
Big mistake. She should have led in with her own story. I think that's the number one rule for anyone who's trying to be a housewife. Don't lead in with like somebody else.
But remember, she didn't. Ashley is the one that brought that up.
Yeah, but you know how production, it's all coordinated. Like, okay, let's do this, let's do that. And you're right. Actually, you know what? That was my blind spot because I've been talking a lot of shit about it. And I've been kind of like Team Wendy on the whole thing. But I think that it just perpetuated itself into just becoming the storyline versus her having her own storyline, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So it's a missed opportunity. And it is what it is.
But do you like NECA?
I think she's super cool. I think that now that I saw her last episode, actually, I now see a little bit more of her personality, which I like. In the beginning, I felt like it was kind of like still a little awkward, but now she's getting into the groove of
things.
What
about Wendy?
I love Wendy. I think I like Wendy a lot. I think that Wendy is an evolution.
Like how
evolves.
I have to take a deep breath. I'm like,
I saw your face, girl. I like Wendy a lot because you know what? Listen to me. When you're trying to look for a housewife, I think that right now a lot of the checklists are being blurred. A checklist needs to be kept, right? What are the credentials? What are the criterias? And I think that Wendy is across all boards a representative of a true housewife. That's what I think.
Why haven't we been seeing Happy Eddie at all?
We just saw him with his little, the weed thing. We just saw
his oregano weed?
Girl, bye. You know why they did the oregano thing now? It was like, you know.
I can't.
Because it was not legal at the time that they had the party.
Let's have a pot rolling contest without any pots.
I'm trying to find an excuse. I don't know.
I'm sorry. You could not have gertified that with oregano.
What did they even tell us that it was oregano? Just pretend as if. Have them pretend they're high on oregano. Wouldn't that be fun?
Just all of you take gummies there and then.
There you go.
I can't.
Can't either, girl, but I don't know what to tell you.
That was hard.
Next question.
What are we, Candace? Now we sing all the.
Oh, I don't
know.
High notes. And then the ear. I love it.
Well, guys, it pretty much ends with Charisse blowing up, then going outside, which I'm assuming allegedly is to smoke a cig. Because why else
does she smoke?
No, I don't know.
Oh, to take a sip, not drink.
Well, like you could, like what else? Like you, she needed a moment to breathe. Production shows her. She's like,
exactly, good for her. Yeah.
And then she comes back in. I just don't know by what.
It's in her house. There's people yelling, and you know.
But the only person yelling was her.
Let us pray.
I don't remember anyone else yelling. I remember
Teddy, hold everyone accountable. I got you, girl. Keep going.
Well, then Jacqueline telling Mia. Mm-hmm, oh my gosh, my favorite part. Mm-hmm. Jacqueline telling on Mia about lying about Gordon's age. Mia now, be lying again.
Now, what's the point of that? What's the point of that? I mean, when I tell you, Mia, like who said that? Wendy. Mia literally has a story for everything. It's like she is quite an interesting person.
Well, I think Mia is an excellent, like, I feel like I could have the most fun with Mia. Like, let's go do all the things. You're amazing.
She holds herself accountable and she, you know, she doesn't take herself too seriously.
She doesn't mind that she's doing a polite lie.
Exactly.
Like, it doesn't really burn any skin off my ass if he's 65 or 72. All right, well. It ends. This episode ends. Now Candace is crying. She leaves. Mm-hmm. And then NECA brings up that Jacqueline told her that there was a positive movement between her and Mia.
Okay.
And then Jacqueline says it's a step in the right direction, which
I can
only
hope. But they still didn't hug it out. She was like, I'm not ready for the hug.
Oh, she was still keeping her boundaries. Yeah. But I think that means that we're going to see more Jacqueline.
I want to.
For more from Two Teas in a Pod, make sure that you tune in later this week. I will be recapping Real Housewives of Beverly Hills with Carlos. And I will also have special guest Lisa Milan on to talk all things Dubai that we're allowed to talk about. Thanks, guys. And thank you, Gertie.
Boom.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
You like to watch new stuff, right?
Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.